This episode is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition with high-quality ingredients and less than 3 grams of sugar. And back in the day when I used to travel for work and get on an airplane, I lived off of Organifi green juice. It was such a great way for me to get all of the essential superfoods that I needed to help reduce stress and reset my body. There are endless benefits to the Organifi green juice. One of the reasons why I loved taking it on the airplane is because it helped support my stress response. It helps decrease cortisol and, you know, it's organic and it helps reduce food cravings and it tastes just like plain water. You don't need to put it in a blender, which is why it was so convenient to travel with. It supported my system so well that I still take it to this day. One of the key ingredients is moringa. Moringa has been an important part of Ayurvedic medicine for over 4,000 years. It was nicknamed the miracle plant for its ability to nourish and fight disease. It's loaded with vitamins, minerals, and all the essential amino acids and antioxidants that your body needs. It's nature's most perfect multivitamin. It's also detoxifying, anti-inflammatory, it's hormone balancing, antioxidant, supports your digestion. It basically puts all of your, everything you would put in a green smoothie in your cup in like 30 seconds. And for a special offer, you can head over to Organifi.com/loved to get 15% off of your first order. Head over to Organifi.com/loved. That's LOVED. And you'll get 15% off of your first order. Thank you, Organifi, for sponsoring Radically Loved.
The answers, they are within yourself. So do not worry about that. Also, do not worry if you are adopted. If you're adopted, you know, like that's also a question that I got, Maureen. I don't know my biological, you know, parents. That's okay. Your body knows.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And today we have a very special guest. Maureen is here with us, and many of you are already familiar with her because you've heard Tessa and I talk about her. Maureen, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maureen, you recently moved, right?
Yes, I moved back to Miami 2 months ago, like 3 months ago. Yeah, 3 months ago now. Well, I gotta be tired of New York. I love New York. I really, really, truly love New York City. But after the lockdown and pandemic, you know, like I know we all went through the same thing. Yes. I was like, you know what? Let me go back to Miami just for a few months. Let's see what's going to happen. Because at first I wanted to go back to LA.
Yes.
To be with you, actually, you know?
Yes, you did. I know you remembered you mentioned it. Yes.
But LA is also in a difficult place, you know, like right now, let's stay polite. So yes, right now I'm in Miami and enjoying, of course, you know, like the beautiful weather.
Yeah. It's Miami, so beautiful there. And, you know, obviously we didn't get an opportunity to connect, but we were in, you know, Tori and I were in Miami in January.
No, Sahara.
Yes. And it's just so gorgeous. I mean, I wish I could just do that, make that transition, but that's topic for another time. You're like, come join us. So for those of you, you may have already heard the intro, but Maureen is incredibly gifted at so many things. She's got such an incredible background, and the most noteworthy thing for me was my experience doing my family constellation with her, because, you know, there's just certain things Well, I guess, do you want to just tell everybody what family constellation is before I just go and start talking about myself?
Sure. Sure. So family constellations is discovery of your family story and how on a subconscious level it has been influencing, impacting your life, you know, like your current life, your current relationships with your parents, your children, your employees, your employer, you know, like your partner, like anyone, you know, like anybody being part of your life, you know, like your family story has fortunately or unfortunately, you know, like an influence on everything, and you cannot run away from it. So if you don't take care of it, if you don't acknowledge your, like, the story, also, of course, you know, like your childhood, your relationship with your parents, you might struggle more as an adult. Let's put it that way.
So, I mean, so true. And so part of this process really allows you to uncover what those, what those deep seated, I don't want to say issues, but the things that you're basically holding on to that keep you from moving forward, that keep you from progressing, that keep you from thriving. And some of the things that, you know, I've been going to therapy the majority of my life, pretty much since I was 15 years old. Like after we had our session, I remember telling Tori, in the hour and a half that we spent together, I had more revelations than I have my entire life of going to therapy, because there's just certain things that are so, I don't know. I mean, the stuff that we went through was so in my face. Like, it was so, you know, not basic, but it was like, oh, I didn't think about things like that. Or I didn't think that this specific memory was actually blocking me from moving forward, or I didn't know it was weighing so heavy on me. So I guess just to give people a little bit of background, like what got you into doing this in the first place?
My family.
Okay.
You know what? I just wanted to understand my father, actually. I wanted to understand why my father, just a few years ago, you know, like before, of course, you know, like studying family constellations, did the same thing than his own father, meaning abandoning his son. And my father, at some point in my life, decided also like to abandon my brother and I. And I was like, why is that? You know, like, what's going on? You know, like, and my father was always very like a secret person in my life, you know, not knowing a lot about his past, his story, his childhood. And I was always curious about it. So I guess this is how, you know, like slowly but surely, I finally got introduced to family constellations. And at that time, I was 25. I was actually in Miami for, again, you know, like I hit rock bottom. I was depressed. I was not unhappy, but I was not happy either. I was just like looking for myself, you know, like finding answers. And I could not understand why I couldn't be happy with my boyfriend. And family constellations, you know, like just show me, like you said, you know, like it was so simple. It was nothing complicated. Like everything was just in front of me. But by just shifting my perception, just stopping over complicating things, you know, like, and just seeing the reality, the truth of my life, I was like, that's it. It's even like, really? Like, that's it. Like, it is just a story, you know, that I have been repeating over and over again. And that's why I'm stuck. And it's like, yes, Maureen, that's it. But now you are responsible. So it's your turn to do something with it or not. And that's what I like about family constellations. Like, yes, it is actually pretty much simple, you know, very simple. But at the end, you are in charge of what you want to do. You still want to hold on to it or you want to move on?
Yeah,
that's a question.
And I think that it's that the intensity of that question is, we don't oftentimes, I feel like we think we want to move forward from something, or we think we've moved forward from something, but in actuality, we might realize that we haven't, or that we feel guilt, or that we have shame around something that we think, oh, I already forgave myself, or I've already moved on. And we don't think about the impact that that's had, or even something as simple as saying, you know, even to your parents, like, oh, I forgive you, you did your best, you know, like that can be really transformational. I know it was for me when we, you know, we're talking about my parents, and I love both my parents, and I've got a great relationship with my parents. With my mom, it was a little bit strained growing up, but we have a great relationship now. But I never actually stopped and said, wow, I forgive you. Like, I forgive. Oh, even saying that now, it's such an intense thing to reconcile. And I think for many of us, if we look at our life and we see where we are and how far we've come, and we look back at the people who held us up and the people who supported us during it, or the people that actually propelled us to change, or that created that trauma, or that, you know, created that upheaval, as something to acknowledge and then move on from, as opposed to, oh, this is just a memory. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a memory is different than acknowledging this happened. This was the result, right? So can you talk about the efficacy, or the impact that that acknowledgement takes on our energy?
So there is your story, okay, how you perceived, you know, like a situation, your relationship with your parents, like anything, you know, that you went through, you know, like since you were born. But then your pain, your suffering, you know, like right now, how you are feeling heavy, you know, like it's a heavy burden. It's not actually the story in itself. It's how you have been holding on to it and hoping, expecting that your parents, they're going to change. Expecting, you know, like your teenager self is going to change. It's not going to happen. Let's be honest, right now, it's not going to happen. You are the only one who can change your perception towards your past, towards your parents, and how at that moment you want to live your life. Family constellations is all about reconciliation. It's all about bringing back together what was once separated. That's it. It's pure love. I would also add, it's more like a philosophy of life. It's actually seeing differently. Like you were saying, your parents, they did the best they could. I also did the best I could. And you cannot hope, you know, like for a different type of love coming from your parents, because at that time, they could not have done better. And this is how we heal. We just accept, we just acknowledge, we just consent to what happened. Because actually in family constellation, we do not practice forgiveness. I know it's always a surprise, you know, like we consent to what happened, because long story short, of course you can practice, you know, forgiveness, you know, with your parents. Yeah. If you feel it resonates with you, please do it, do it. But the only thing is, do not feel bigger than your parents. Because whoever forgives is in a way the bigger one, you know, like the wiser one. And mm-hmm. You don't want, again, you know, that imbalance between you and your parents. Okay, that's very important in family constellations to keep the order, you know, like your parents, yeah. You, your children, and so on. Okay, so by acknowledging, by recognizing, we stop waiting, we stop expecting for a change in scenery, a change in the narrative, because you know what, we cannot change it. The only thing that we can do is being like, you know what? I see it now. And I understand where I came from. And I understand why I had the tendency to repeat the same thing over and over again. Because guess what? You want to belong. Any burdens, any issues right now that you are dealing with, it's actually a lack of belonging. I don't belong. I'm not seen, I'm not heard, I'm not recognized. So let me do something that will make my parents, my partner, my children, you know, like my coworkers to see me now. And if my father was an addict, I might become an addict. If my mother had 3 miscarriages, I might subconsciously, of course, have 3 miscarriages as well. Because we want to belong. All of us.
Yeah.
So that's what we do in family constellations.
Even if it's a destructive, I mean, of course, if it's destructive, habits are the ones that are most apparent, right? Because God, that makes so much sense. The way that we design our life sometimes to repeat those patterns. So have you ever encountered people that are shocked by that? Like they come to you and they're wanting to change their pattern. They're wanting to understand something and then they still might not see it.
Of course, all the time. It's been almost 10 years now already. So of course, like, because the thing is, when for the past 30 years of your life, you have been witnessing abuse between your mother and father, you think it's pretty normal to be abused by your husband. Like there is no, you know, like surprise here, you know, like, no, this is what I've been knowing for my entire life. So why do you want me to change? It takes courage to ask for more, to change, you know, the dynamic that is part of your family, because you are going to be the first one being like, you know what? No, I want more. I don't want to belong with abuse. I don't want to belong with violence. I don't want to belong with addiction. I want to belong with peace, with love. And it takes a lot of courage, because guess what? Sometimes your family is going to reject you, to estrange you, to abandon you. Like, oh, you think you are better than us? Okay, deal with it on your own. So of course, you know, like when I'm like, okay, so your father, your grandfather, your uncle, they're all addict. Are you ready now, you know, like to break free from that? It's like, okay, Maureen, but who am I when I'm not an addict? Who am I when I'm not in an abusive relationship? Who am I if I'm happy with my partner? Who am I if I'm making more money than my parents? That's also the question here. And that's always a phase in any healing journey, like the resistance part. So you are telling me that right now I'm ready to fly on my own, to be happy. So what's going to happen? Am I still going to belong or not? So of course. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so good. So confronting. I feel like this is like a full on therapy session right now. Everybody listening is like, I'm ready to do my family constellation. It really is. So I want to do it again, even though we've done it. We can do it again, right?
Yes, of course.
We can do like a follow up. Okay, good. Because I think I want to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Seed. You are a super organism, my friend. There's an ecosystem of 38 trillion microbes living in and on your body. They work symbiotically with your human cells. Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic is formulated to nurture your unseen and inner world. So I'm a big fan of eating drying foods like dried fruit, dried vegetables, lots of banana chips. And if any of you are familiar with Ayurveda, you know that drying food isn't really good for your digestive system. Now, I've taken probiotics before, but not like this one. So here's what I've learned so far. Not all probiotics are created equal. Seed created a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. This proprietary formula of 24 distinct probiotic strains is scientifically studied dosages. I was surprised to learn that many probiotics can't even survive the trip to your gut. Bacteria are sensitive to heat, oxygen, light, and moisture. To keep their probiotic bacteria safe and viable on their long journey through digestive acids, bile salts, and enzymes, Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic is nested in a capsule-in-a-capsule delivery technology to ensure precision entry through the small intestines to your colon. So basically just think easier poops. Yep, I said it. Easier poops. Tell me who doesn't enjoy an easier poop. I do. Start your healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/loved and use code LOVED to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/LOVED and use code LOVED. Your gut will thank you for it. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Over the course of the pandemic, I've tried to find different ways to be more mindful and different ways that I can actually unplug from my computer. I love getting letters in the mail. And so I spent a lot of time writing birthday cards and sending love letters to my friends. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a good birthday text, but there's just something special about actually writing something on a card and sending it in the mail. And over Valentine's Day, I made some care packages to send to some of my friends and to some of my family members. And I was able to do it from the comfort of my own home. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Shipping my care packages were super simple, and I did it all through my computer. You can print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop off. It's that simple. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with your promo code LOVED, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in LOVED. That's Stamps.com, promo code LOVED. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And now back to our show.
Anyway, so you're writing a book, or you've written a book. Are you done?
I'm not done yet. Okay. But Connected Fates, Separate Destinies. It's for September 2021, actually. It was supposed to be for spring 2022. But my publisher, Hay House, was like, no, Marine, right now on Amazon, it's September 14. And I'm like, what? So it has been overwhelming, but also very exciting, because I'm so happy to share my book and Family Constellations, of course, because it has deeply changed my life in a beautiful way. So yes, it's happening. I'm actually finishing the last chapter, you know, like this week.
Oh, wow.
And then I will be working with my editor, you know, like editing a few more things. But yeah, but you know about it, you know.
Yes.
Working.
Well, I'm in the process still, but I still have another year before mine comes out.
No. Like, Harris was like, Marine, let's do it.
Let's get it done. Get it in.
It has been a traumatizing year for all of us in 2020. So let's put your book here. I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Oh, that's so great. Great news for everybody listening to this. Wow. Is there? Yes. That's so great. Oh, how exciting. So for people that are listening to this right now, that even in just the last few minutes is so much information, so much to process. What is there anything that is recommended? For me, I think doing what we did was, I'm not saying it was easy, but it was very accessible, because I've done work like this before. I mean, is there a way for people that have never done something like this before to benefit from doing a family constellation?
Of course. I think as long as you are open, you know, like, to experience a new type of healing. And when you are willing to do the work, you know, like, to understand yourself, of course you can do a family constellations. I would say maybe for the first time, more in one-on-one, you know, like private sessions and actually a group session, because sometimes the group session can be overwhelming to hear a lot of different stories, and it's very emotional, it's very intense. But of course, you know, you can do it. Like, you just need to come with whatever you want to work on. And we can work on anything, because again, your family system follows you everywhere. So don't worry about that. And then I will just ask you questions about your family dynamics, stories, your childhood, your love life, your career, you know, like, what's going on right now. And then together, I think I'm very gentle, you know.
Like, you are very gentle. Loving, like, so gentle.
Be guiding you. In order to heal and understand, I love giving my clients insight, information, so then you can also do the work on your own. Because at the end of the day, it's not my story, it's not my life. So I really want you to get everything, you know, like, to get every tool in your hand. So then it's up to you also if you would like to dive deeper and keep doing the work.
Yes. And it's such a great, well, the whole work that you're doing, you know, the method, I believe it was Bert Hellinger.
Exactly.
Am I saying it right?
Hellinger.
Yeah. In the 50s, this was designed to detect the blocks of our subconscious, right? So
exactly.
that to me is where I found it fascinating, because as you're talking to you, you know, you're obviously guiding the experience. You're using my words, you know, so whatever I'm describing or whenever you're asking me questions, it's so wild how our subconscious mind is giving answers, and all Maureen is doing is reflecting back what you've said and how you've explained things, which is wild because you're not really thinking about it. You're just answering questions, right? So I find that this is the part of the subconscious and this approach where I find it just so fascinating, and why I love self-inquiry so much, because there's so much incredible knowledge that is underneath that space in our subconscious, how we react, how we behave, how we decide to create a life, the things that we're discerning between, how we create something that we really want, or we're just living up to the expectations of our parents or our loved ones. Like, to really get underneath all of that, I think is a true test to getting to know who you are, right?
Exactly. Like, it's part of you. It's your story, and you have the right to know your story, and you also have the right to heal from your story. And I think this is very important, especially right now, you know, like feeling more grounded. This is my place. This is my foundation, and I can move on, you know, and I can honor my life, and I can receive from life, and I can create the life that I want. Because everything, again, starts from your family. When you embrace your mother, when you embrace your father, when you receive the gift of life from your parents, it will be so much easier for you to receive from life now at that moment, you know, like, again, from your partner, from your children, from your career, from your friends. This is where it all starts. So just do the work, you know, like, be at ease, be at peace, and then just enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Have fun with it.
Yeah, so many of those things are blocking us from getting to that space. And for me, I found that it was things that I was holding on to that I had no idea I was even holding on to, that I'd never thought about, that were weighing heavy on me. And I find it to be such an important thing for me when we did this, because I was in the midst of still writing my book, and it just really helped me be at peace with the things that I was writing, because it made me feel more empowered. It didn't make me feel like, oh, I'm holding on to this thing and now I'm going to put it out into the world. It just felt more grounded in what I was saying and the direction that I was going. So
that's beautiful. Love that.
Oh, so, you know, in saying that, for you, I mean, doing this work, like, it must be really exhausting to do. How do you do it energetically? I mean, I did life coaching for many years, and I still work as a life coach with a handful of people that I've been working with for years, but I'm not doing any new clients or anything. But it's, even the people that I have, like, it's very energetically taxing. So how do you do this? Because this is heavy content.
It's heavy content, but actually, it's an extension of who I am. My career, family constellations, like, I'm very lucky, honestly, because it's not even work for me. It's just my passion. And it actually nourishes my soul on a deep level, that after a session workshop, I feel so high. An hour after, I'm just going to crash, okay? I'm just going to go to my bed and sleep, you know, like, but for the next hour, I'm very high in energy. Then in the meantime, don't get me wrong, I take care of myself, you know, like, I work out, I eat healthy, I sleep, you know, like, I have also my own village of amazing healers that take care of me as well, you know, like my acupuncturist, my therapist when I need, you know, to talk to her, my friends, my mother, I think, is my best therapist ever. Thank you so much, Mom. But I have people also, you know, like, it takes a village. I won't be able to function and be, I think, as good as I am with my clients if at first I wouldn't take care of me. That's for sure. You cannot do it. You cannot. And I structure my session. I'm going to listen to your story. I'm going to work with you. But then after the 2 hours or the 1 hour together, it's like, okay, it's done. It's structured, yes. You know, like next step.
Yes. What was your favorite part in your book to write about?
Love. Love, relationship.
Tell us everything.
I don't know if you're ready, but it's still a mystery, you know, like why some of us are still single, why some of us are never single, you know, like why it looks so much easier, you know, like for your friend than for you. And I love love, you know what? I love being in a relationship. I love that partnership, you know, like together, growing, yes, healing together. And, you know, like just writing, like, you know what, if you want to be in love with your partner, in love with your relationship, this is what you have to do. You need to heal a relationship with your parents, because whatever you did not understand with them, you are going to ask your partner to take care of it, subconsciously speaking. And when I talk about that, you know, like in my training with my clients, I see in their eyes, I'm like, what? That's it, Maureen? That's a secret? Like, well, it's one of the secrets, you know, like it's one of the secrets. And of course, you know, like you will have to take care of your relationship, you know, like every day. But if at first you do this, believe me, your love life is drastically going to change, and for the best. So I want people to fall in love. I want people to be in love. I want people to be in a beautiful relationship, because you deserve the best. So yeah, that's my favorite part. And then I like also working on there is a chapter about healing, you know, like giving examples, you know, stories. Like I think also it gives just hope, like, oh, okay, it resonates with me. So it can also happen, you know, like, to yes, me, you know, like I can do the work as well, you know, like, mm-hmm. So I like also sharing my story, of course, and my client's stories as well.
Yeah, I love that. Is there a way, or is there a certain kind of process? I want to go back to what you said about the parents. If for example, somebody's parent isn't no longer with us, if they're wanting to heal that relationship, is there a way to do that?
Of course, because your parents are within yourself, you know, like they're not going anywhere. It's not because, you know, your parents passed away, or they're not part of your life anymore, you know, like you have no more, you know, like communication. It's for you. The answers, they are within yourself. So do not worry about that. Also, do not worry if you are adopted. If you're adopted, you know, like that's also a question that I got, Maureen. I don't know my biological, you know, parents. That's okay. Your body knows. You will feel, emotionally speaking, you know, like you are going to experience maybe a sensation, a tension, feeling tight, maybe, I don't know, your throat on your chest, you know, like, so do not worry about that. You have all of the answers. Please, please, please do not worry about that. We can still do the work.
That's so, so great. Yeah. I mean, even as you're saying that, I'm like, wow. Cause I have a couple of friends, two friends that are adopted, and then one friend who one of her parents is no longer with us. And she's actually somebody that I talked to about doing this work. So thank you for saying that. I am ready for our next session. So I'm excited. So those of you listening, Maureen is available. Maureen, are you working with people? What if people want to, so they can just go to your website?
Yes, exactly. You can go to my website. You can book your session online. You can also just send me an email at maureen@maureenselini.com. I've been working remotely, of course, you know, like all of us for the past year, but if you are in Miami, I now do offer workshops outside, you know, like with safety distance, you know, like really also being mindful of what's going on right now, yes, you know. But if you also want to extend a workshop in Miami or in Tulum, outside, I'm here as well.
That's incredible. I definitely am gonna do that personally. As you can see, I'm a Marine fan. I'm a Marine convert. So yes, we will put the info in the info button, or info in the info button. If you hit the info button on this particular podcast, when you're listening, you can find all of the links to reach Maureen there. Hopefully if we have a link to your book too, or we can pre-order the book, we'll put that in there as well. And so I want to continue this conversation, and just in my own experience, and I know Tessa can totally agree. And Sahara, our friend who connected us, you know, her family, like we have so many people that we know that have gone through this process. And I'm telling you, I really, truly feel completely radicalized from the person that I was in that one experience. It really shed a light on a lot of things in my life that I was totally asleep to. So I can't wait for your book to come out. I can't wait to continue to learn more. And I want to ask you the final question, but is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we go?
No, I think we're good. Let's go with the final question.
Oh, the final question.
I'm ready for the final question.
Okay. So I ask all of my guests this, they know this radical love was, or radically loved was created as a way for us to all basically come together to have these conversations, to grow, to learn together, to support each other. And the idea is that the universe works for us and not against us. We are radically loved. And so for you, the final question is, how do you feel radically loved?
When I'm taking care of myself.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so good. Self-care. I love that.
Self-care. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
It starts with you. It only starts with you.
Maureen, you are incredible. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of our community, and thank you for being so amazing and for learning all of these techniques so that you can help us on our journeys. Thank you so much. And for all of you listening to this podcast, be sure to check out those links, share this with a friend, and we appreciate you. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.